from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. 2-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Ah, the unassuming office coffee machine. It's where you go to get a brew. It's a pick-me-up for some. A place to catch up for others. And a gateway to steal all your business data for hackers. You see, hackers can strike from anywhere, even a smart coffee machine. BT Cybersecurity keeps your business protected. Search BT's Got Your Back to find out more. BT means business.
Tis the season, listeners. Let's spin the wheel of Greggs and see what you could be unwrapping this Christmas. Ooh, a delicious Christmas lunch baguette, festive flavored hot drinks, even the good old bacon breakfast roll, and the ultimate Christmas cracker, the festive bake. Returning to the wheel, the vegan festive bake is back and yours to take. Join us next time for all this and so much more. Greggs, bag some joy.
There's a new way to listen to the Absolute Radio family of stations. Rayo. Download it for free now.
Or stay here for the latest news. Next.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Matt Hewitt. Iran is rejecting reports it was behind an alleged plot to assassinate Donald Trump. Afghan national Farhad Shakeri, who's been charged by the US, claimed he was asked to do it by a government official in September. He's currently on the run. A report's warning of the growing anguish among those caring for loved ones with dementia in the UK. The Royal Voluntary Service says more than a quarter feel isolated and unable to cope. A police officer who shot an innocent man he suspected was a terrorist shortly after the 7/7 London bombings says he was sure we were going to die. He's publicly spoken for the first time about the death of 27-year-old electrician Jean-Charles de Menezes. And detectives investigating a series of riots on Merseyside have now charged 100 people. The latest three are boys aged 16 and 17. Disorder broke out in Southport, Walton and Liverpool city centre in the summer.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Liverpool boss Arne Slot says no one within the club's getting carried away with their impressive start to the season. A victory at home to Aston Villa later means they would go into the international break top of the Premier League. Defeat at Anfield would allow Man City the chance to overtake them, but the defending champions have lost three games in a row ahead of their match with Brighton. Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner says he can see confidence returning to his squad after a couple of positive results. They're hoping to make it three games unbeaten when they host Fulham later.
Yeah, we had a win and a draw, but we are 17th or 16th or somewhere at the bottom of the league, so we have still many aspects that we can improve.
Aberdeen can finish the day at the top of the Scottish Premiership with victory over Dundee this evening. And Ireland rugby union head coach Andy Farrell claims they deserve to lose to New Zealand. They were beaten 23-13, ending a three-year winning streak in home matches.
Absolute Radio weather with Rayo. The new way to listen to Absolute Radio.
Another cold grey day along the North Sea coast and in Northern Ireland. Some drizzle, brighter in Northern Scotland. Highs today of 8 to 12 Celsius.
Do you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
John Richardson and Kerry Godleman here on Absolute Radio, and kudos to that weather report for the chirpiest reading of the phrase "another cold grey day" that I've ever heard in my entire life. Actually made me feel better. Another cold grey day. Wonderful. So we are now discussing the news that wasn't in the news, but perhaps should have been in the news, but you wouldn't have seen in the news. I'll tell you now, script writers everywhere have read this story and are trying to write the film script in order to get the rights. I'll read you the headline, Kerry.
Yeah.
Japanese village struggling with low population creates life-size dolls to mimic feeling of bustling society. I mean, it's a very creepy story, and it's
really
New York Post, so, you know, take it as read. These are facts. A Japanese village struggling with a low population has created life-size dolls. The hamlet of Ichinono, which has less than 60 residents, here's the most depressing part of the whole story, and only one child.
One child.
Just the one child in the village.
God.
What do you do? Put a load of creepy dolls around.
To create the illusion of it being bustling is the word.
Society.
Yeah, bustling society. Wow.
It's like when you walk past a church and there's statues and gargoyles and you think, whoa, it's all kicking off in there.
I think mirrors would be better than puppets. Like, just put mirrors everywhere. So when you walk past, you're like, someone else just walked past. They do look like me, sure. But loads of mirrors.
I don't know what's creepier, a mirrored society
a house
or one
of
full
mirrors
of life-sized dolls.
Village. Both are a bit creepy, sure.
Have you been in a house of mirrors?
Well, the changing rooms in a lot of department stores now have multiple mirrors. So you can sometimes just think, is there someone else in here? But it's you. It's you.
Oh, you're one of these tryers on, are you?
Oh, I try things on.
Check it fits. What's that all about?
What are you doing? Just walking out with ill-fitting clothes?
Now.
Yeah,
I know
but
exactly
for,
what size
no,
I
hang
am.
On. Whoa there. Pipe down.
Whoa there.
There's all kinds of things you need to try clothes on for. Because things can be your size, but it might not look right on.
What's right, though? It's the thing that you're holding on your body. You might have many discrepancies.
This is such a bloke thing to say.
Sorry. I'm such a bloke. I love it when people say stuff like that.
What about jeans? You can't buy jeans online because the bum will all be wrong.
No, you buy them in a supermarket.
Okay, this is where this conversation ends.
I'm wearing supermarket jeans now.
Of course you are.
I discovered this week I've gone down a belt size. I've regressed from a 34 back to a 32, which is wonderful news because I'm only a 29 leg. And 32-29, I think, sounds like the normal ratio of a human being.
You've spiralled in a direction that I never foresaw. From the link of the Japanese village puppets,
yes,
to the numeric gene sizes, and I've taken it
bleaker.
You've gone from bleak, and you've drilled into bleak. Gene sizes at the supermarket, because I said I try clothes on. This is where we find ourselves.
Well, we'll go back to Japan then, if you like, because they move the dolls around, so
what?
It's relevant to the clothes.
So they are like puppets.
They put clothes on the puppets. So I don't know whether they take the puppet to the clothes shop and try it on. My friend here would like to try some jeans. He's moving house. He's very excited. We're probably outnumbered by puppets, 88-year-old resident Hisayo Yamakaze told AFP. I mean, once you're saying that sentence, and there's pictures
of...
Oh,
it's really sad. But I do want to watch the film. One on a bike?
Yeah, there's like a child puppet. It's got a helmet on, so, you know, that's how your residents live to be 88. That sort of commitment to health and safety, that even the puppets...
I'm really worried about that one child. I think we need to go and get that child.
Yeah, she goes on to explain that although older inhabitants there had children, they encouraged them to attend college away from the tiny community. We were afraid they would become unmarriageable if they remained stuck in a remote place
this. End up marrying a puppy, unwittingly.
The fact that is your main concern. I don't think they'll end up getting married. I think you got bigger fish to fry. I think they're going to need a lot of therapy. So what do you do? Get some dolls in. I mean, it feels like the sort of thing we want to keep an eye on, really.
But it's a good tip for if you're feeling a bit lonely. You could get some dolls. Get some mannequins around that cupboard.
Well, because my daughter does have a lot of toys. And
they talk to you?
Well, sometimes there's some puppets on the stairs. I've taken to acknowledging.
Do you sometimes with your kids' toys imagine that they're like Toy Story toys? I said that to my kids once. I was like, you don't play with them. It's like they're Woody and Buzz and they're sad.
Oh.
That's good, isn't it? It's a guilt trip for your kids.
Yeah, well, we do play with them, and actually, we FaceTime them when we're away. So I'll sort of mime the FaceTime noise and go, and then she'll chat, and I'll do the voices of the toys.
That's impressive. That's good smug parenting.
Well, sometimes I do that when I'm not with her as well. So sometimes I'll be away just working alone, and I'll FaceTime some of the toys.
That's good.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Are we all right?
Yep, that's good.
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Everything's fine. we'll hear Kerry's news that wasn't in the news shortly.
I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. I got my mind set on you. Got my mind set on you. But it's gonna take money.
That was a very intense little break for me, that. I got shouted at first.
I didn't shout at
you. You shouted at me,
I didn't shout it. That's just my normal voice.
You told me off because you went you went into what do you call it, low battery mode.
Low battery mode while you wittered on about jean sizes.
But it seems what I've learned from that is that women are very specifically measured all measurements, but I only have to know my trouser size. But beyond that, I'm small, medium, or large.
Yeah, women, it's chaos. That's why I have to try clothes on.
Okay, I apologise for implying that it might be better not to try clothes on.
Okay, your apology's accepted.
Are you going to apologise to me for telling me off about my trousers? Okay, fine.
All right, I'm sorry.
No, I don't want it now. I don't want it like that. That's not how I want it.
I'm sorry that I disconnected from your lovely story about trouser sizes.
Okay. Well, we were having a lovely time and now you've ruined it. These are conversations I haven't had to have for a while. I'm quite enjoying this.
I bet you'd rather it was with a puppet.
Do you know what I do now when I go into a hotel?
Go on.
I go straight into the toilet and I do my business and I don't have to put the telly on to mask the sound.
What a life I'm living.
There you go. What's your story that wasn't in the news that might have been in the news?
Once I get it up on my screen. Now, there was a website that shared details of a non-existent Halloween parade in Dublin and everybody turned up. Thousands of people went to a parade that didn't exist. It was the wrong date. It had happened the year prior.
Yeah, you only do that when you... I wouldn't go to a parade that existed.
No.
Never mind. So I'd be checking. That's
because
you don't check
details. But there are people that are keen to do things like this. And they're like, oh, that's what we'll do Thursday. There's a parade on. No, there's not. You're going to be standing looking at an empty street.
But what... I mean, did they have fun anyway? Because I say, once you get... How many people are we talking? 50, 1,000, 10,000?
I think they were like... Oh, hang on, that's a really good question. More numbers.
Thank you. So you can be nice.
I'm nice all the time.
I love that. When you see an interview and somebody says that's a really good question, or like when you're talking to someone, I think that's the proudest I ever feel. It's the closest you get to feeling like you're back at school.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it. And also they're hedging. So when a journalist asks a politician and they go, good question, they're just like, that's thinking time.
Oh, don't take that away from me.
Sorry.
So anyway, now even when they say good question, they don't mean good question.
No, they're just padding out, giving thinking time.
What are you waffling? I don't know what
the ratio you feel
of
good
my
about
leg
yourself.
To waste is.
Oh, exactly.
God.
There were hundreds of people at that parade. Hundreds.
All right. That's what it says in the article.
Yeah.
So 100. That's
hundreds
how I read
plural.
That.
Hundreds plural.
Is it 100 hundreds?
Literally hundreds.
Don't make me bang you up. I'll put you in there, mate. I'll put you in there. I don't know. I feel for these people who just believe that something is happening. I'd be phoning around. I'd be checking other people were going.
Yeah.
I'd be looking for road signage.
Yeah, you'd need more clarity, wouldn't you?
There's a bonfire night and fireworks thing where I live tonight. That's too late, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've
but
moved on
the 5th
now. It's
was
Christmas now.
Midweek. The 5th was midweek. So often you put the events at the weekend, don't you?
But you go before, don't you, when you've got the free
summer
excitement.
Yeah, but the week before was Halloween. You don't want that clash.
Okay.
That's too much.
Is this what's annoyed you about the months thing? Getting upset
about?
Yeah,
things on the wrong date. So it makes sense to have Halloween at Halloween. And then you can't have bonfire night at Halloween. That's a collision.
So they're too close together.
Too close together.
So
you're lucky that you've got one of those public firework events because a lot of them are cancelled.
Are they?
Yeah.
Why?
I heard it on the news because there's no money, so they just cancel them. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're lucky where you are. There's a bit of money kicking about.
Well, I feel very lucky to have an event that I have absolutely no intention of going to. What a lucky boy.
John Richards. And the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
It's that time again as citizens put their doors in the drawer for People's Postcode Lottery's biggest ever prize pot. In the December draws, you and your neighbours could win a share of £32.5 million. Whether you own or rent, absolutely any door can enter. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 1st of December. A share of £32.5 million must be won. Is your door in the drawer? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
You know, I really love your
Are you listening? Because Etsy has original gifts to make everyone feel heard. So let's try that again.
You know, I really love your gold droplet earrings.
Perfect. Now fast forward to the gifting.
How did you know?
Shop Etsy for personalized jewelry, custom artwork, vintage pieces, home decor and more. For original gifts that say, I get you. Etsy has it.
On the 60th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one gift that's late, left behind the gate, next to the plant pot, not quite a safe spot. They've shown no respect, no wonder it was wrecked. My parcel delivery. Want to know what to do next? Which? Get it right this Christmas.
£1.39 at McDonald's gets you a delicious cheeseburger. £1.39 at a concert gets you...
Testing.
McDonald's Save a Menu. Actually get your money's worth. From 11am, price and participation may vary. Price varies on delivery, subject to availability.
In the UK, there are nearly 3 million lost pensions.
Find us.
At AJ Bell, we're on a mission to reunite you with yours. In fact, every time we track down a pension, we ring a bell. It's really quite fun. If you love the sound of bells, it's definitely not a little annoying. Can we turn the music up a bit? These bells are doing my head in. Open the account today and let us help find your long-lost pension pots. AJ Bell. Feel good. Investing. Pension criteria apply. The value of your investments can go down as well as up.
Is there a Toyota for my plumbing company?
Yeah, of course there is.
And my mobile florist business?
There's a bunch.
Construction?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh fruit grocers?
Yep.
Catering?
Yeah.
Electricians?
Uh-huh.
DIY enthusiasts?
Indeed.
Locksmiths?
Yeah, of course.
Landscaping?
Yeah. Whatever your business, there's a Toyota for that. Search for the new Toyota ProAce Electric to find out more.
Knowing you're a teapot person, but when your eldest got married and the youngest moved out, you thought, there's not much use in a teapot for one anyway. Wait, something's on the boil. Your son's got you a new one, and you're about to meet someone else who likes a tea party just as much as you. Give knowingly. John Lewis.
Free direct debit plan. The Hayes Travel No Deposit event ends on November the 10th, so don't wait. Book your Royal Caribbean holiday in your local branch today.
Hayes Travel.
At all protected.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
This month at Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a mega deal on a DeWalt 18-volt brushless combi drill with two 2-amp-hour batteries at a mega price of £85 ex-VAT. Get down to Selco to grab a mega deal while stocks last. Check for details and more great offers online at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
That charged at 20%.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
John Richardson.
The John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
You gotta say what you say, no matter.
You're listening to John Richardson looking at the face of Kerry Godlam and reading texts. I tell you, it's a real treat.
Oh, I really feel old when I read texts.
You look concerned. Well, do you know what? I wanted to say, hey, have we had any texts? But the face you're pulling when you read them suggests, hey, should I refer any of this to a higher authority? What are people sending in?
I'm going to read them. I'm not going to listen to your bullying.
I'm trying to support you in the workplace. You look traumatised.
That's just me reading. Look. This is what I'm reading. Good morning,
Maybe
John
that's
and Kerry.
Why your kids don't read more when you say other parents' kids are reading more. Maybe they'll look
it's
at your
I'm
face
a bit
when
myopic.
You're reading.
I had an eye test this week and my prescription's out of date, so I am struggling to literally read.
So those aren't the new glasses,
are
they?
No, these are my
glasses.
Old ones. I'm picking up my new ones this afternoon. So next
Let's
week
talk
you
about
won't...
eyes in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, I look forward to seeing your reading face next week then.
Oh, it'll be really relaxed.
You'll be reading them from the next studio.
Yeah. It says, good morning, John and Kerry. I'm sitting Hello. Beside the radio, painting Christmas decorations and really enjoying the show. I've just Googled backslash and remembered how long ago it was since I did maths at school in the olden days. Take care, Sharon.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. And you might want to delete your search history. just in case anything else popped up. Well, that's a lovely Saturday morning, isn't it? Painting Christmas decorations.
What does that mean? Painting? Oh, I see.
She's like... making her own.
Yeah, she's crafting.
You wouldn't be having that, would you? It's November!
It's wrong month.
Should be painting
month,
your Guy Fawkes.
Your impression of me is getting worse. We've had another one from Becky in Southampton. She's currently sat in the dining area cutting out elf decorations whilst my partner Jason is laying laminate flooring. But more to the point, the golf is on but silent.
Measure twice, cut once.
Is that elf or laminate?
Both. Both.
Okay, good to know. Good to
and with your laminate, you want to cut twice. You want a good underlay as well under there.
This is a very industrious house with ones on Christmas decorations, the others on laminate, and
know,
the golf
I'm jealous.
On, and we're on.
It sounds lovely, doesn't it? I'm very jealous of that
sounds
house.
Idyllic.
I think. I don't know what the state of the old laminate was or why it's being changed. There might have been an incident. We're going to have to get rid of that laminate now. We had a long conversation about the elf. Your kid's too old for the elf now?
Oh, is that? We never did Elf on the Shelf. Never, ever did it. I didn't have it growing up. Didn't do it with my kids.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I'll keep you updated on the show through December with what the Elf, but I've set a very high bar for the
Elf,
put it that way.
Just tell me for sure what happens. You move the Elf around.
It started off that's it. The Elf would just move. So you'd put it somewhere and then in the morning it'd be somewhere else and it would prove to the child that the Elf was mobile to say, look, it's watching you and it's
like the puppets
back to
in the Japanese village.
Exactly like that. Exactly. It's just to freak the kids out a little bit. That's all it was for. And now the Elf, I mean, there are just, you look on the websites at things people are doing with their elves, they're getting up to a lot. So like my
naughty
elf last
elves.
Year, they can be naughty. Well, my elf was too naughty, so he got punished last year. So I had to start being better this year. It's a naughty
what did
elf.
Do?
Oh, it toilet papered the Christmas tree. It eats the food when we go to bed. It smashed the telly and got in the telly. I mean, it's an absolute rat bag, this elf. So I said, if you're going to stay, you're going to have to start doing some nice stuff.
My kids are 12 for it now, and it sounds really fun.
I'll come round your house and I'll do you an elf.
Yes, please.
I'll get you an elf as well. I went to an eye hospital this week.
You malfunctioned there. You had a blip.
Well, I went to say I, and then in my head, I pictured it EYE, and I thought, oh, that's clever. But then I thought, no, you can't say that because nobody else heard how you've spelled it in your head.
Good job, loudspeakers on, eh? But...
And then while all this was happening, I realised I was just saying I, not I, and not AI. My eye, not AI, not my AI. Anyway.
Tell us about your eyes.
So two things happened to me this week, medical, that upset me. The first one is I went to my dentist and was told, I don't know if you've been told this, I was told I'm too old to floss now.
What?
I did my usual thing of apologising. So I said, and she said, sorry, say that again. And I took her phone out of my mouth. I don't know why I was eating her phone. But I said, oh, sorry, I don't floss as much as I should. And she said, well, to be honest, once you get to your early 40s, it doesn't really do much anyway.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I think what she was saying is...
Riley's always telling me off for not flossing.
Yeah, well, maybe you've got... I think what she's basically saying to me is your gums are now so wizened and shrunk and the gaps between your teeth are just... Floss just will not penetrate. So you're going to have to start doing it with, like, rope.
Oh, you mean like those that. Tiny, tiny, tiny little toilet brushes when you get in between the little...
Little bits of floss, yeah.
Yeah,
she
those
said,
teeny, tiny little brushes. That's what you should be
said
using.
Said you're wasting your time. And then I got one of those injuries that your body gets when you reach an age where you just hurt yourself at night. I woke up 2 days ago and I scratched my eye. I have a corneal abrasion, which
how
just feels like there's something. I don't know. I was just asleep, but I must have clawed at myself or something's got in there.
I've scratched my eye on a sequin top. That's a sign of popping on a sequin top. Do you find this, John? When you pop it, because it's party season, so this is a cautionary tale. Popping on a sequin top. Have your eyes closed because you can scratch your eyeball on those bad boys.
Now that you say it, I did have my sequin pyjamas on.
There you go.
So it all makes sense. I didn't know how I'd done it, but I've obviously gesticulated in the night. So my body's just winding down. By next week, both of us will have great eyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm picking up my new glasses later, so I'll be really cocky.
Oh, you've got your Saturday smugness in early. Look at you with your reading eyes.
Seeing everything.
Rock and roll football back from 2 o'clock this afternoon. Matt Dyson and Ford. So tune in there if you want to hear two people crowing about the fact that Nottingham Forest are third, just in case you didn't hear it on the news. We can all be third, mate, albeit in the lower echelons. As you know, I ask you every week to get in touch with the show, purely as a means to prank Matt Ford. Last week, I set you the challenge of getting any firework references into your messages to get them read out on the show. It did sound during the show, if you heard it, like they are sort of caught on. I think they're on to us now, and I thought we were going to get our first sort of barren week, but luckily in stepped Malcolm in Scotland, who managed to get this in while they were talking about Aberdeen.
We've had an Aberdeen fan get in touch, because it is fascinating. Yes. They play Celtic later today in the Scottish League Cup. He says, sir, Aberdeen fan here. I've travelled a wee bit, so that may explain a thing or two. The management team have put a well-needed rocket up the you-know-what of the entire team. He's got them buzzing around like Catherine wheels in training. They really are a joy to watch. I'll be lighting a Roman candle if we can be there at the end. Malcolm in Scotland.
Oh, wow, there you go.
So what we discover there, if you get Fordy excited to be able to do a funny voice...
Yeah, that's a good way of smuggling
them in. Pretty much, absolutely. So if you want to be... where were you in Ireland? Sligo?
Yeah, near Sligo.
Yeah, so if you want to text in pretending to be from Sligo or...
He'll read
Newcastle
it, won't he?
Tomorrow. He'll read anything because he'll think, oh, I can showcase skills here. He's
that's
already
such a sneaky strategy.
He's already. I mean, he's cock a hoop that Trump got in. Not just, of course, because it's 4 years of being able to do that impression again. But also politically, they are depressingly aligned. Anyway, with since we heard on today's, I mean, it's staggering. With today's smugness, we heard from the World Conquer Champion. That doesn't happen every week. So we thought an autumnal theme, if you can get any tree-related words into your texts. Kerry, any sort of tree-related puns spring to mind? You
what about
football?
We were terrible today, not surprised fans decided to leave super early.
Yes, like that.
Yeah.
And of course, the team he supports...
Hope Forest hang on, there you go.
Exactly, you go. So he supports Nottingham Forest, whose striker is called, and you'll know this.
Don't know that.
Chris Wood.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, that was a lovely reaction. So
that would be special.
You don't even need to text that in. They'll be banging on about that all the time, don't you worry.
What about this
that.
One? Great to see Liverpool at the top of the tree.
Yes, it isn't, but
I read that because I don't know if you know, but I don't know anything about football, so I didn't think that up off my head.
Who would you like to see get promoted back to the Premier League this season, if you could pick any team?
All the teams.
But specifically a sort of, maybe a Yorkshire-based team.
Oh, is it your team?
Look, I don't mind. Yeah! That's all I was waiting
for. Look at your happy face.
That's all I was waiting for. I found when I went through my glove drawer, I realised I'm a real tease for the listener. Told you I was going through my glove box, never
pop
told you the results.
Go on, pop your hat back on.
Look at that. I've found my daughter's Peppa Pig hat, which... That is a Leeds United glove. I've only got one. I don't know where the other glove's gone. So if anyone finds...
It's very splayed. What's happening with the fingers?
That's my hand. It is. They're quite meaty.
They're too big. They're like goalies' gloves.
I have also gone down a glove size. I will tell you what size I am now, but I don't want to get shouted at again by Kerry.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Absolute Radio.
Black Friday mega deals are now on at Go Outdoors. Shop mega discounts online and in store today with top brands like Rab, OEX, Berghaus, Columbia, Peter Storm, Merrell, Solomon and The North Face. Hurry, offer ends soon. With your membership £5, T's and C's apply. Go Outdoors. Discover freedom.
Play the online casino with winnings out of this world at maxmillions.com. 18 plus, begambleaware.org. Please play responsibly.
Wake up, people, and smell the ginger. Kickstart your day with a Moju shot. 13.8 grams of fresh pressed ginger for an all-natural boom. Like a ginger ninja kick to your taste buds.
A
Put some Moju in your morning. Moju.
Wake, shake, boom. At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
I've heard it's now free to sell on eBay, and it's got me thinking. Maybe I should sell my road bike that hasn't seen a road in over 2 years. And that lamp that, in hindsight, definitely looked better in Bali. And this gorgeous dress that needs someone to take it out rather than just out of the wardrobe. Which is exactly why I'm never selling my joggers.
You'll see things differently now it's free to sell on eBay. Download the app now. eBay. Things people love. Excludes motors and business sellers.
The Volkswagen Drive Electric sale is here, featuring the ID3, ID4, and ID5. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged offers, all with an extra £1,000 off, plus a free Omi home charger with standard installation. Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. Sale must end 18th of November for delivery by end of year. UK 18 plus retail customers only. T's and C's apply. £1,000 including VAT saving to on the road stock vehicles price. Subject to eligibility.
When you need a Nicktoonia rescue,
just yell for help.
No matter the danger.
I'm ready for a rough, rough rescue.
Whoever's in need.
Paw Patrol to the lookout.
We've got the pup.
Big truck, air and ski, mighty pups, aqua pups, ready for action rider, sir.
For the job.
All paws on deck.
From the deep sea to dinos. From the roads to the skies.
Paw Patrol is on a roll.
Paw Patrol are always ready for action. I'm Nick Jr.
At Morrisons, prepare for the greatest show at home. With your more cards, hook into your favourite chocolate tubs, like Celebrations, Heroes and Roses. Get two for £8. What a sweet show.
Morrisons, to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online, more card or app required. 16 plus, excludes Morrisons daily, selected 550 to 600 gram pack, £6 each. Max one offer online, ends 10th of November.
Rayo is the new place to listen to Absolute 80s.
Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go.
Download it now.
Electric Avenue.
Find the latest travel news at absoluteradio.co.uk.
It's 2024. We can use robots to clean our flats. Order Kung Pao chicken with our watches. And, hey, play my tune.
Playing your playlist.
And now there's a better way to do energy. With OVO's free energy savings account, Beyond, you could save cash today and bank greener rewards for tomorrow. Now that's a first. Search OVO Beyond. Discounts include bill savings by using energy at greener times. Smart meter required. For terms and eligibility, search OVO Beyond.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show. Absolute Radio.
Pretend you're high. Pretend you're.
You're listening to John Ritson and Kerry Godleman, the cleanest show on radio, perhaps not in the sense of the content, but certainly we tidy. There's a show called Loose Ends that would drive me absolutely insane. We tidy them up here. So, Kerry, what have we got to tidy up today?
Okay, we've had some texts. I don't know if this counts as doing other things while listening, but we're currently avoiding bad drivers on the M6 northbound in this dreary weather while listening, while driving back home from Blackpool and loving the show so far. That's from Ash and Steph.
Oh, if they're heading northbound from Blackpool, that stinks of T-Bay. Get yourself to T-Bay.
Okay, carry well, that's on. That sorted. Hi, John. You'd be very welcome to come and join us at Sheffield Tigers Rugby Club to run after as many kicks as you want. Do you fancy that?
I live near Sheffield Tigers.
Well, that's a proper invitation.
Oh, let's all go for a carvery afterwards.
Look how happy you are! And hello, my name's Paige, and I'm listening whilst working, currently doing Sudoku in a charity shop in a wee village called Cooper. Loving the show. Lots of customers are giggling away. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't know.
C-U-P-A-R. How would you pronounce that? Where's
Cooper.
That?
Cooper. Cooper?
Cooper. Cooper.
Have a nice cuppa. I'm sure they'll get in touch if
they'll
we've got
let us
it.
Know.
We need to name the podcast for this show. Do you have any suggestions?
No.
I think we'll just go with everything's fine. I think we're
everything's
trying to hoover
fine.
Up an audience.
What a jolly old week.
Since I've screamed it twice. And also, you can have a nickname if you want one. We discovered while you were away that I'm a misogynist because I have nicknames for my male friends, but not my female ones.
Oh, so but Angela, that's common.
Do you want one? You liked like Godly one. Lady.
Yeah, I did like Godly Lady.
Anything
yeah, I love
else?
That.
Yeah, all right. K-pop?
Oh, I love K-pop.
All right.
Yes.
Listening to Rico and K-pop on Absolute
Radio. I love
Radio.
K-pop.
The mirror's image tells me it's home time, but I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Somewhere darker, talking the same. It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears, incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls and to my message you replied.
If you'll permit me to interrupt, Alex, you should be grateful that I call you at all. That's it for this week. Thank you very much, Kerry. Good to have you back.
Aren't you going to call me K-pop?
Oh, sorry, K-pop.
Thank
you. Have a great week, K-pop. Thank you to everyone in the studio for making the Fat Time in Sheffield sound absolutely seamless. Thank you to Will, Jeff, Charlie and Gary. I'm back next week at 8 a.m. on Absolute Radio with Angela Barnes, or
women ones is A-pop, K-pop.
We'll do it next week. Thank you for listening. Thanks for all your texts and emails. Have a fantastic week. Sarah Champion next. Take care. Bye-bye.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
The customer service was really good. I needed that after the stress I'd had.
Because it is easy to use. The people are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
Amazing customer service you have provided. Like, I'm so happy to start with you guys.
Oh, we're really glad to have you as well.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Ever feel like some brands are subtly shrinking your favourite foods while slowly raising their prices? You may not notice at first, but over time,
large becomes medium, medium becomes small, and small becomes so small you can't even see it, you don't even know it's there.
When you don't know who to trust, which? Get it right this Christmas.
For the channel hoppers and late night shoppers, the box set bingers and lovers of takeaway TV dinners, whatever you look for in a new television, Euronics search high and low for the best TVs from the most trusted brands like Vispera, Sony and LG. They're the ones tuned in to helping you make the right choice. Find your local store. Euronics, the home of electricals.
Sounds like someone just made a delicious order and got himself a tasty free delivery too. Because when you sign up to Delivery Plus, you get member perks like free delivery on eligible orders from restaurants, groceries and shops. Delicious. Sign up to Delivery Plus today and start living that plus life. Subscription fee, minimum spend, geographical restrictions, service fees and terms apply. Long distance orders and some partners excluded. See delivery.co.uk/legal for details.
If your business is accused of damaging a client's property, for example, accidentally pouring tea all over their expensive audio equipment, really, really sorry about that, by the way, then Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance, subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility, terms and conditions.
You're this month's winner of Auto Trader's electric car giveaway.
Honestly, I don't believe it. Oh my God, that's just amazing. Just so incredible. You just don't understand. Like, it is just amazing. Like, it really is a dream. I'm shaking. Oh my God.
Auto Trader are giving away a brand new electric car every month and it's free to enter. Monthly electric car giveaway. Found at Auto Trader. T&Cs apply. Visit autotrader.co.uk/giveaway.
Okay. Mum, Dad, you're in our room. What? We're in Jess's room. Jess, Daisy, Sophie and Layla, you're in Daisy's room.
Yes.
Nan, you're in the spare room.
Greetings.
Michael, Mickey, you've won the sofa.
Oh, cool.
Uncle John, you're in the living room floor. Auntie Trish and Uncle Colin, you're in the utility room.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, you're in the shed.
Oh.
Big festive get-together coming up. Better get a Travel Lodge. Find king-size comfort up and down the country at travelodge.co.uk.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Live radio and exclusive playlists, all on your phone. With Rayo, download for free now. If you'd prefer to hear the news, you're in luck. Is next.
Guess what I got in Sky's Black Friday?
What?
Sky and Netflix at their lowest price, just £19 a month.
Stop.
It's true. You can enjoy incredible shows like The Last of Us on Sky and Stranger Things on Netflix all through Sky Stream. And it's dead easy. You can stream over Wi-Fi with no dish.
Shut the front door.
Seriously, go to sky.com.
Okay, I will.
Hang on, where are you going?
I'm going to sign up. Loads of telly to watch.
It's 3rd of December 2024. New 24-month contract requires Sky Ultimate TV and broadband minimum speed 25 megabits per second. £31 per month after offer unless cancelled. Terms apply.
On the free Rayo app.
On digital radio.
Or ask your smart speaker to play.
Play Absolute Radio.
I'm Matt Hewitt. Iran has rejected reports it was behind an alleged plot to assassinate Donald Trump. Three people have been charged over what the FBI says was a plan linked to Tehran's Revolutionary Guard. One remains on the run. More than a fifth of those caring for loved ones with dementia in the UK claim their situations made them consider whether life is even worth living. The Royal Voluntary Service says over a quarter feel isolated or unable to cope. 38 police officers, firefighters and other public officials have been named as the first recipients of an award for those killed while on duty. Murdered PCs Nicola Hughes, Fiona Bone and Yvonne Fletcher are among those whose families will be presented the Elizabeth emblem. And safety concerns about the stage have led to a Dua Lipa concert in Indonesia being cancelled. The singer had been due to perform in Jakarta tonight.
Absolute Radio Sport.
A Liverpool victory at home to Aston Villa later would mean they go into the international break top
on the Premier League. Defeat at Anfield would allow Manchester City the chance to overtake them, but the defending champions had lost three games in a row ahead of their match with Brighton. At the other end of the table, under pressure, Wolves boss Gary O'Neill says he's not been asking for assurances about his future. They're bottom of the league table ahead of a huge match with next place Southampton at Molineux. After 10 games, Wolves are one of only two clubs